This is F. Paul Driscoll, Editor-in-Chief of Opera News. I'm here to give you a preview of the lectures that we're going to be doing on this wonderful cruise that Christine Brewer and I will be taking through the Baltic ports. The first lecture topic is 10 Essential Scandinavian Divas. It's going to begin with a look at Jenny Lind, who entered into partnership with P.T. Barnum and became the 19th century's first authentic opera superstar. We won't have recordings of her, of course, to listen to, but we will be listening to recordings of some of the other great Scandinavian stars who've dominated the world's opera stages, especially in the works of Richard Wagner. Birgit Nilsson, who was everyone's favorite Brunhilde in the 60s and 70s. And Kirsten Flagstad, who was the great savior of the Met box office in the 30s. She made her debut in 1935 and went on to become the great Isolde, the great Brunhilde, the great Elsa and Elizabeth of her time. Closer to our own time, we'll be listening to recordings by Karita Mattila, the great Finnish star who has appeared at the Met, San Francisco Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, and all the great theaters of Europe. The second lecture topic is going to be 10 essential Russian singers. We'll be doing not only divas, but divos. The first big Russian star in the West probably was Fedor Shalyapin, who hit Paris with a bang with Serge Diaghilev's company in the first decade of the 20th century. We'll be listening to recordings of him in Russian repertory and a non-Russian repertory. And of course, some of contemporary opera's biggest stars are Russian-born, among them Olga Borodina, Dmitry Hvorostovsky, and Anna Netrebko, all of whom will be appearing at the Metropolitan Opera in the coming season. So there you have it, a brief introduction to the lecture topics you'll hear more about on the Opera Odyssey cruise in the summer of 2007. Christine Brewer and I look forward to seeing you.